Get Sleepy is a production of Slumber Studios and is made possible thanks to the generous support of our sponsors and premium members. If you'd like to listen ad-free and access weekly bonus episodes, extra-long stories, and our entire back catalogue, you can try out Premium free for 7 days by following the link in the episode notes. Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you're well, and that this new week is off to a positive start for you. If you're on our Get Sleepy mailing list, you'll have been the first to know not just about tonight's episode, but all the episodes coming up this week. That's because every Monday I send out our weekly newsletter, giving a full rundown on what's coming up, and sharing any other bits of news that will be of interest to all of you, our wonderful listeners. If you'd like to receive our free weekly newsletter too, then just head to getsleepy.com and enter your email address in the box that says Join Our Newsletter, which can be found on the homepage. So speaking of what's coming up tonight, we'll be continuing our Zodiac series in the company of Taurus, the sign of comfort, grounding, and that treat yourself energy. If you haven't heard the first story of this series about the constellation Aries, you can listen to this one tonight and go back and join Aries another time. And of course, we'll hear stories of the rest of the zodiac signs in the months to come. They were all written by Frankie, and I have the pleasure of reading them for you. In order to do tonight's adventure justice, we need to make sure that we begin from a place of serenity and tranquility. So settle your body comfortably in your bed and close your eyes. Now, imagine that you are surrounded by soft, fluffy white clouds. The clouds hold you, gentle and supported. Beneath you, they hug your body like a basket of spun silk. See how they float around you, forming and materializing in shapes to perfectly fit the needs of your body. A particularly velvety cloud forms your pillow, cradling your head as you prepare to dream. Allow your body to fully relax into your bed of satiny clouds. They seem to absorb all the stresses that your body has accumulated throughout the day. Let that tension drift away through the clouds, leaving your body with nothing but restfulness. as the clouds cradle your head. Let them put your mind at ease. Allow the tranquility of your environment seep into your thoughts, quietening them for the evening to come. Now, you're ready to take a leisurely journey with Taurus down from her heavenly home and back to the earth. This is where our story begins. Taurus looks down on the world far below her, through the quiet velvet of the night sky. She shines like a star, radiant and watchful. Her brother Ares told her how much Earth has changed, and the incredible things humans have done since she last came before them as a beautiful white cow all those years ago. It has piqued her interest, and she feels ready for a little vacation from the heavens. She alights from her place in the sky and gracefully drifts down towards the blue-green planet. She is on the search for all things comforting, luxurious, and relaxing. As she gets closer, a city of light catches her eye. It glitters and buzzes with life. She is drawn to it, like the first light of dawn is drawn inexorably to a glistening mountainside. On her journey, she watches the line of the day move across the planet, pushing back the blanket of night to the other side of the globe. When she lands on cobbled streets, it is mid-morning, and already city life is in full swing. The first sensation to arrest her is that of smell. Something wafts through the air and draws her towards a small cafe where the proprietor is pulling out a tray of freshly baked croissants. They sit in neat rows, like little golden brown treasures. Taurus watches through the cafe window as a human orders one and pulls out a rectangle of plastic to pay. Taurus studies the transaction before venturing in herself. She points a delicate finger to the tantalizing pastries and materializes her own payment card out of thin air. Then she taps it on a machine when directed, and accepts her warm treat with glee. Across the street from the bakery is a small park, dripping with greenery and filled with the sound of birds giving their best performances. Taurus loves anything green. She wanders across the street and into the verdant Eden in miniature, clutching her still warm pastry. She finds a bench beneath a magnolia tree in full bloom and sits down, taking the croissant out of its paper bag. The first bite is like nothing she has ever experienced. The layers of pastry crackle and crunch in her mouth. The taste of the buttery goodness is so lovely, she can't help but giggle as she eats. Taurus spends several long minutes in bliss with her croissant. She is a great lover of tasty treats and snacks of all kinds. This one puts her in mind of another heavenly dessert she used to enjoy on Earth. It had golden, crispy layers of pastry, ground pistachios, and fresh honey. This croissant, however, might even rival her beloved baklava as a favorite. Once she finishes eating, she turns her attention to the rest of the park. Huge flowering bushes line white walkways that all lead to a small central fountain. Unable to resist a closer look, Taurus walks through the array of flowery scents to inspect the fountain. Crystal clear water flows from its intricate design into a large basin. On her approach, a few bathing birds look up, determining her calming presence as friendly. They go about their ablutions. Taurus watches them and lands upon an idea. So she leaves the peaceful garden. It doesn't take long for Taurus to find what she is looking for. A large white building on the corner of a quiet street. The sign above the door has a picture of a blooming lotus and says, Spa. The air outside is already becoming very warm, and Taurus relishes the cool temperature just inside the front doors. She approaches the young woman at the front desk and pays for entry. Then she is led into a bright changing room with wooden lockers, changing cubicles, and a wall of mirrors. Taurus thanks the young woman and turns to her assigned locker. She opens it to find it empty and closes it again. When she opens it a moment later, it contains a fluffy white bathrobe, a bathing suit with a charming leaf pattern, a green loofah, and an array of little bottles. They include the finest lotions, creams, and perfumes. Taurus changes quickly and heads straight for the pool It takes up an entire long room and ripples invitingly. Taurus dives in, relishing the feeling of cool water embracing her body. She swims a few laps, enjoying the chance to stretch and move her body after her long journey from the stars. She climbs out of the water, now feeling ready for the hot tub. It bubbles away in a nest of pink tiles in a side chamber of the pool room. She dips her toes in and slowly takes a few steps into the warm water. There is no feeling she loves more than those first steps into a warm pool of water. The gentle heat moves up her body as she gets into the pool and sits in an indented seat under the water. She is immersed up to her shoulders. Taurus allows the heat to seep through her skin and enter her muscles. She can feel them relax and release the tension of travel. After a few minutes of soaking, she spots a button on the wall next to the hot tub. Curious, she presses it. Immediately, the soft, bubbling flow of the water erupts into playful jets of air and water. The clear water becomes opaque with bubbles, and Taurus giggles with joy. She feels the jet and maneuvers it so the pressurized air can massage her back. The sound of the hot tub fills her ears like a calming white noise. She sits in the tub for a long while and only moves when she is certain that her muscles are completely free from tension. Still craving the embrace of warmth, Taurus heads for the steam room. When she opens the door of the glass room, she is welcomed by a refreshing cloud of fragrant steam. She takes one of her fluffy towels and lays it on the wooden bench. Taurus sits on the bench and closes her eyes, focusing only on the physical sensations of the room. The warm temperature wraps around her like a comforting blanket. Moisture from the air lands on her skin like tiny pearls. She feels them grow until, one by one, they drip down her skin with a slight tickling feeling. Her skin feels soft as satin, and she can almost imagine herself as a plant in a tropical jungle with refreshing dew on her leaves. Taurus doesn't know how long she sits in the steam room, but when she leaves it, surrounded by a cloud of steam, she feels reborn. She finds a shower cubicle and brings her array of scented goodies. She scrubs her body lightly with the loofah, drenched in rose soap. She washes her hair and removes any knots. Once out of the shower, she covers herself in creams and lotions, always drawn to the ones that smell of roses. When she is clean, dried, and dressed, she checks out of the spa and thanks the woman at the desk. She steps out into the late afternoon air, feeling like a whole new goddess. The sun is sinking lower in the sky, giving everything a warm, amber tint, though sunset is still some time away. Taurus wanders the cobblestone streets, taking in the beauty of pastel-coloured buildings with intricate wrought-iron balconies strung with drying clothes. One street opens into a huge park. It has vast green lawns covered in groups of people enjoying the sun. In the center of the park are several glass buildings and a glass dome. Intrigued, Taurus winds through the couples having picnics and young families playing with babies to get to the buildings. She enters the glass doors and finds herself transported to another part of the world. The grand, light-filled room is bursting with plant life. It is warm, and the air is rich with moisture. The plants around her grow to incredible heights, brushing the glass ceiling or bursting with colourful flowers. There are banana plants, heavy with green bunches, and palm trees with huge leaves like splayed hands. Birds of paradise flowers bloom completely white, or as a shock of pink and orange from between large leaves. Lush vines climb the walls, bearing bunches of little flowers. A huge monstera with perforated leaves droops into the walkway, like a friendly neighbor leaning over a garden wall. The plants in this first room are tropical, luxuriant, and gaudy. Their leaves are shiny and made to withstand large amounts of rainfall. Taurus strolls through the room, caressing plant leaves and smelling flowers. The walkway leads to another room, just as large as the first. This space is populated by ferns. there are squat, wide-reaching ferns with bushy arms. In the middle of the room are tall, tree-like ferns with more spindly branches and moss-covered trunks. She finds a bush of shy ladies and smiles to herself as she caresses their little leaves, which fold in at her light touch before returning to their original position on their own. Taurus feels like she has wandered back in time to when the Earth was brand new. She can remember the vast, untouched jungles that ruled the world millennia before humans even arrived. Her favorite thing about ferns is the way their new leaves curl out from the center of the plant in perfect spirals. They are almost too unique and too beautiful to be real. But she knows only here on Earth could something so lovely be created. Again, Taurus follows the path into a new area of the botanical garden. This room is even hotter than the others, but without the moisture. Where the other rooms had bursts of green on every square inch of earth, this ground here is mostly covered in sand-colored rocks. From the rocky ground grow the most diverse variety of cacti and succulents. Some cacti are crinkled and strange, while others grow tall and straight. They are joined by succulents of every size and shape, their leaves plump with hoarded moisture. There are little strings of pearls and strings of hearts covering the ground at the base of huge bunny ear cacti. At the far end of the room sits a small pool surrounded by rosy gold moss and a host of pitcher plants. The aptly named plant is made of water-filled, pitcher-shaped bodies with open, leafy lids. Taurus goes through a set of doors to a glass antechamber. The sign on the next set of doors tells her to be sure to close them behind her, so none of the residents get out. Taurus pauses for only a moment before entering. The room is filled with sunlight and flowers. Benches line the circular walkway around the edge of the room. But the most incredible things are the creatures that live here. Thousands of butterflies fill the air, flitting this way and that on their individual journeys to each and every flower in the room. They dip and dive, chasing one another, or simply fluttering along. Taurus has never seen anything so beautiful and captivating. She finds a bench in front of a rose bush to watch from, which is surrounded by big red poppies. Little white butterflies swoop through the air in lines. She watches a large one with blue and purple wings glide gracefully down to a bloom next to her. It opens and closes its enchanting wings as it climbs on the flower. As soon as it departs, a pair of orange and red butterflies take its place. Taurus loses count of all the different colours and patterns on the wings of the insects. A green and gold-winged friend lands on her knee and seems to watch her with as much interest as she watches it. Taurus stays in the butterfly dome until the sun approaches the horizon and the building begins to close. She rejoins the city, expecting to find everything else also closing for the night, but is surprised to see that the buzz of the city is only just beginning. Streetlights, festoon bulbs, and whole buildings become lit up as the sun goes down. The whole world around her feels as warm as the spa. People eat and drink on the street, at cafes, bars, and restaurants. Even shops stay open late, their lights spilling out into the street to mix with the evening glow. The sky is a burst of colour over the tops of the buildings. A huge monument peaks over the rest of the city, like a mother watching over her beloved children. It seems to point to the sky and is beautiful in its simplicity. Even as Taurus watches, the monument is lit up from its tip all the way down its four legs. The moon, not yet at its brightest, pales in comparison to this beautiful building. It impresses on Taurus the ways in which humans have always built beautiful things. When she was here before, there were huge marble temples to the gods, and statues so lifelike, you felt that if you looked away for even a moment, they would move. Now they have added to their ingenuity. They can light up the darkness so that they can continue to enjoy the wonders of their own creation into the night. She turns her attention to the activities and delights of the evening. Taurus window shops at her leisure. Here is a store selling hats. Everything from bowlers and top hats to ones adorned with feathers and flowers. Another shop window displays beautiful dresses in every color of the rainbow. Unable to resist, Taurus enters and runs her hands over silks, satins, and velvets. She continues down the street until her eye is caught by a small shopfront with a huge window that glitters. Cleverly hidden lights shine on the most beautiful jewels Taurus has ever seen. Diamonds reflect rainbow patterns all around, while sapphires cast the deepest blue of the ocean. Rubies and topaz seem to contain a bright fire in their hearts. The precious gems are all in silver and gold settings that enhance their beauty. Even the dark black onyx seems to call to her from a velvet pillow. Taurus walks into the shop as if in a dream. She greets the older woman behind the counter. This woman reminds her of a beautiful and regal queen she knew in ancient times. The woman smiles warmly and gives Taurus the freedom to browse unhindered. Taurus spends several blissful moments admiring the jewelry until she finds the emeralds. They range from the light green of a new leaf to a deep green like the heart of the jungle. Taurus is drawn to a simple gold pendant set with a forest green jewel in the shape of a teardrop. Without having to be asked, the proprietor of the jewelry store pulls out the necklace and produces a mirror. As soon as Taurus feels the pendant touch her skin, she knows it is meant for her. She happily pays for the necklace and wears it as she leaves the shop. Taurus reflects on her new adornment, happy to have something so beautiful to bring back with her to her heavenly home. The stone, pulled from deep within this planet, shall forever remind her of this place. She takes one last look around and then turns her gaze to the sky. It is now a dark blue, almost like that of the sea. She takes a deep breath and leaves the world behind. As she journeys, she can't help but look back down at Earth. The cloak of night has been laid over this side of the world once again. It sits in peaceful darkness, sprinkled with glittering lights. She touches the stone at her neck and smiles to herself. Humans have indeed come very far. they have devised lovely ways in which to care for themselves, physically and spiritually. She looks forward to her next visit and turns her attention to the stars around her. They glitter even more beautifully than the diamonds on Earth.